Coming soon to the Six Eyes Radio Network, the Jumbo Braille Program on Six Eyes, to be hosted by Big Dot and co-hosted by Ghost Dot. This program will be begun coming here on February of 2019 at 9 p.m. here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. We'll be featuring those who have disabilities, impairments, or handicaps, better known as disadvantages, inconveniences, or hindrances. You could dial 424-243-9617, 424-243-9617. Ask questions of our guests who either have those challenges or problems, or those who are professionals who work with those who have the challenges or problems, and voice your concerns or comments to our guests here on this newest program, the Jumbo Braille Program, here on Six Eyes.
And we are right here live, and this here is Big Dot with you on another Jumbo Braille Program tonight. And we have got a guest who has been on our forum just a little bit while ago before. We have Jerry Cox. Gerald Cox with us again tonight with a very unique letter he has asked us to bring to your attention. We brought it to your attention last Saturday. It's from the Liberty Council, and it's about a new law that we're going to be talking to you about tonight. And we know that probably you're going to get the phone lines lit up here at 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. We want you to press the number one. Join the conversation because this is going to get hot. It's going to get heavy, and we don't care if you get a little riled, get a little mad, because this law that they're wanting to pass in the House and in the Senate is going to be hitting hard and heavy, especially for us here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. We do not like this law, and we want to say all we can about it. We want to welcome our guest, Gerald Cox. We want to welcome our surrounding city and states and our countries abroad. We want you to dial 424-243-9617 and press the number one. Join the conversation tonight because this is going to get hot, going to get heavy. We want your opinions, what you think of this law, whether you're for it or against it. And trust me, I tell you right now, I am against this new law. I am against it. Tonight, as Six would say, the wolf is going to come out. The wolf is going to bite because Big Wolf don't play. And this law is, not very good. But right now, let's take care of a few introductory remarks that we do as we do for every program, and then we're going to get into the show tonight. Amen.
If you'd like to contact me here at the Jumbo Braille Program on the Six Eyes Radio Network, you can send me an email at the following email address, feelandtouchking@gmail.com. That's F-E-E-L-N as Nancy, T-O-U-C-H-K-I-N-G@gmail.com. Again, that's F-E-E-L, like you do with your fingertips, N as Nancy, T-O-U-C-H. H, like you do with your fingertips, touch, king, like the guy who sits on the throne, wears a crown, K-I-N-G at gmail.com. In the subject line, put Jumbo Braille Program. In the body of your email, just write down whatever your concern may be. It may be somebody who you're suggesting for a future interview or just a general comment or question, and then send it off to me. And not only will I read it, but I do promise you, as a listener to this program, that I will reply to your message. For those of you out there who have the ability and would like to contribute to keep this show and others like it on the air here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, please go to paypal.com. That's PayPal.com. Again, that's PayPal.com. And while you're on there, enter the following email address, 6i6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, the digit number 6@gmail.com. Again, that's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, the digit number 6@gmail.com. In the box where it asks for the amount of your love gift, well, that, of course, comes from your heart. Whatever the good Lord lays upon it, you enter in the box. No matter how big or small, the good Lord will bless you, and we thank you here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. Very.
All right. All right. Ghost Dot, do we have our caller or our guest with us tonight?
So far, no, but we have, looks like six, you, and it looks somebody with a 1-800 number.
That's all right.
Question mark.
Ooh.
So maybe they want to talk now.
All right. Well, open their mic and let's see what they have to say.
All mics are open.
All mics are open. 800 caller, would you like to comment tonight? Your mic is open, 800.
Welcome.
Welcome. How you doing? Tonight we're going to be talking about this new law that's going to be they're trying to pass in the Congress and the House. It's called the H.R. 5. Do you know about that? See, what it is, they're wanting to pass a law. Good evening. Good evening, listener.
Yeah, what did the law say?
Ah, there we are. There's our guest.
Thanks, Jerry. Okay. Maybe you got a different phone number.
Okay. Ruth, not so. Don't scream into your mic there, Ruth. Ghost Dot. Don't scream into your mic. All right. And, yeah, we're going to be reading that. In fact, why don't we go ahead and have Ghost Dot read that letter, and then we could get into our program tonight. All righty. So we do have our guest that's going to help us with this law. Okay, here we go. All right, let's have Ghost Dot read this.
Urgent alert. This is not a drill. Q new bill introduced in Congress is the most extreme threat to religious freedom, speech, privacy, and women's rights I have ever seen. Everyone will be harmed, including churches and religious colleges. Please read this report and take action. With over 240 co-sponsors, the United States House introduced H.R. 5, wrongly named the Equality Act. It is the most extreme threat to religious freedom, free speech, privacy, and women's rights that has ever been proposed in Congress. H.R. 5 will transform churches, religious colleges, and universities, public, private, and Christian schools, curriculum, religious and private organizations, employers, employees, individuals, foster care and adoption, shelters, local, state, and federal entities, privacy, online websites, women's rights, and more. H.R. 5 eliminates sexual orientation and gender identity, often referred to as SOGI, to the same protected category as race. At the same time, it amends federal law to expand the reach of the government deep into our private lives and spaces. The best way to conceptualize the far-reaching impact of H.R. 5 is expressed in this short sentence. What you cannot do legally respecting race, you will not be able to do legally respecting SOGI and LGBT issues. For example, churches and religious colleges are subject to the federal law respecting racial discrimination. Thus, churches and religious schools that segregate on the basis of race, such as separate restrooms, would violate the law and lose tax-exempt status, and schools would also lose accreditation. If a church or religious college refuses to allow biological males to use female facilities or to sleep in the female bedroom, this would be the equivalent of segregation by race. In the same way, a church, nonprofit organization, college, or business cannot segregate on the basis of race, So under H.R. 5, it will be unlawful to prevent a biological male who claims to be female from using the female facility. In prior versions of similar bills introduced in Congress, churches were exempted, but the LGBT lobby successfully pressured members of Congress to remove the church exemption in H.R. 5. Shockingly, H.R. 5 expressly states that the right to religious free exercise under federal law may not be used as a claim or a defense. H.R. 5 guts religious free exercise protection. H.R. 5 elevates LGBT concerns over religious free exercise, free speech, conscience, and privacy. Everything that women have fought for will be dismantled by H.R. 5. But biological male can legally be considered a woman for any reason, sports or otherwise, then the many achievements made by women become illusory. Make no mistake, this law applies to churches, religious organizations, and schools from K through college, from homeless to women's shelters, and even to church facilities for any gathering, including weddings. Here are some brief summary bullet points concerning H.R. 5. Among other things, it amends federal employment and public accommodations law by adding sexual orientation and gender identity, actual or perceived, to the same protection as race. It prohibits free exercise of religion as a claim or defense. It applies to churches, private and religious schools, hospitals, employers, and contractors, places of gathering, sports, local, state, and federal entities. Non-complying churches or nonprofit organizations will lose tax-exempt status. Non-complying schools will lose accreditation, including colleges, which in turn means colleges will not be able to accept student loans. Applies to any place that provides exhibition, entertainment, and recreation, exercise, amusement, gathering or display, and any establishment that provides a good service or program, and an establishment includes an individual whose operations affect commerce and who is a provider of a good service or program. It is not limited to a physical facility or place. While sharing my concerns with a group of pastors, one pastor said that maybe it's time churches will have to lose their tax exemption. But when I pointed out that the H.R. 5 threatens much more than tax exemption, he got the picture. Noncompliance will result in loss of tax exemption for sure. Christian and religious colleges will also lose their tax exemption and accreditation status. This means they will not be able to accept student loans. Nearly every Christian college will close or be forced to accept the radical LGBT agenda. Here are more bullet points concerning this outrageous bill. Venues that provide weddings or any place weddings are celebrated, including forced to open their facilities to same-sex weddings or other LGBT events. Biological men who subjectively assert they identify as a woman and vice versa will be able to use women's restrooms, dressing rooms, locker rooms, showers, and bunk with women on overnight stays, including church, mission, or school events for participants of all ages, and domestic abuse shelters participate in sports as a woman and poor. Privacy to use men's or women's facilities, including bunking and sleeping facilities, will be non-existent. Immutable biological differences and unique attributes between sexes will become illusory, because birth sex will be irrelevant under H.R. 5, and women's rights and historic gains made by women will be negatively affected because men will be able to legally be recognized and treated as women. Adoption agencies, social services, and public, private, and Christian schools will be radically transformed by H.R. 5. Adoption and foster care agencies, including prospective adoptive or foster care parents, will not be able to make placement decisions based on OGI or LGBT issues, and such prospective adoptive or foster parents will be ineligible unless they affirm LGBT doctrine. Private, religious, and public employers and employees will have to affirm LGBT doctrine and adopt pro-LGBT policies, including use of pronouns in male-female facilities, as well as school curriculum, which will indoctrinate students using the LGBT agenda. And the list goes on. Religious employers, including churches and schools, will not be able to maintain and apply marriage policies as the union of one man and one woman, or human sexuality policies or doctrine about sexual relations outside of a married man and woman in hiring, promotions, benefits, terminations, or public accommodations. Home-based businesses and artists who work with flowers, cakes, weddings, photography, films, printing, and more will be required to comply with LGBT rules. Rental property rules will have to comply with LGBT doctrine, including single-room rentals in an owner-occupied home or bed and breakfast. Healthcare providers must comply with LGBT doctrine and could not refuse a service or good based on religious or moral reasons, including hormone therapies and plastic surgery. Contractors will be precluded from contracting with and working for local, state, or federal entities unless they affirm LGBT values. Local, state, and federal grants will require LGBT affirmation and compliance, and counselors and clients of all ages will not be able to receive any counsel for their unwanted same-sex attractions, behavior, or gender confusion. HR 5 will increase censorship of people and organizations that do not affirm LGBT doctrine, including social media, internet search engines, banking, credit cards, and credit card processing. HR 5 will be used as a wrecking ball on churches, religious organizations, religious freedom, and free speech. But thank God HR 5 can be stopped. Time is of the essence, but we can stop this horrible bill. It's being fast-tracked in the House, and there are more than enough votes to pass it in that chamber. In the Senate, there are already 48 co-sponsors, so radicals only need 3 more votes to get to 51. But first, they need to have 60 votes to overcome the filibuster rule. This is where we can win. Here's the Achilles heel of H.R. 5. The weak link in H.R. 5 is the fact that it includes churches, all nonprofits, and colleges. Some senators who otherwise support LGBT issues also have to answer to their constituents and explain why they want to decimate houses of worship and religious schools. This includes Christian, Jewish, and even Muslim education. For some, this is a bridge too far. Since H.R. 5 covers churches, I believe we can defeat it. Clergy would have to speak up if their houses of worship and schools are to survive. Churches were to be exempted, the LGBT lobby would oppose the law. Already, some unlikely allies have begun opposing H.R. 5, such as the former president of the pro-homosexual log cabin Republicans. He's warned that people should not be fooled by the bill, stating that this bill presents a serious threat to religious freedom. We need to stop H.R. 5. We can stop H.R. 5, but only if we commit to prayer and we act now. Our team in the nation's capital is feverishly working to inform members of Congress and their staffs about the incredible dangers of this bill. We can stop H.R. 5 in the Senate, but we need your help now. We want to deliver tens of thousands of petitions to members of the Senate. Our adversaries must reach the 60-vote closure threshold to get a vote on this bill so we can stop the bill. In addition to meeting with NAIP members, we want to present them with tens of thousands of petitions. Okay. You could look at or get the petition at LC in capitals, .org in lowercase, hyphen, and then HR in capitals, 5. In our 30-year history, we have rarely, if ever, devoted an entire letter to a pending bill. But this is so important. I had to sound the alarm. In addition to our expansive caseload, which includes cases pending before the Supreme Court, HR 5 has been released. We must defeat it. HR 5 is clear and present danger to the American people, and we must stop it now.
Amen. All right, now,
Again, that website to go get the petition is LHR5. That's where you get the petition. Now, I'm going to sum this up for you. The wolf has gotten his dander up, and he's ready to roar. It goes like this. When it comes to a podcast like this, if someone was to call on this show right now saying he's got a clear voice as a man, but he's saying he's a woman, he's saying, well, you got to call me, I'm a woman. Excuse me, if you were born a man and you got the parts of a man, you are a man. If you are a woman, got the parts of a woman, you are a woman. If you were born a woman, excuse me, but you if you got the voice of a woman, got the parts of a woman, you are a woman.
Who? That's right.
Now,
if you're born like that, that's who you are. That's who you are. If you're born like that's who you are. You don't just come in the world and become something like that. You were born with it. You're right. Absolutely right.
And this bill is disgusting. Anybody who wants to go get that petition, once again, it's LC, then you put a dot, lowercase ORG, a dash, then a capital H, a capital R, and the digit number 5. Go get the petition. Get out there. Voice your opinion. If you don't, these people are trying to overrun you and trying to tell you what you can think, what you can say. They're trying to tell you what you can say and claiming it's based upon equal to race. Excuse me, even I'm sorry to say it, and I'm not against those who are people of color, but even the people of color are not trying to tell you what you can say. But these people of the LGBT, they're trying to tell you what you can say and how you can think. Excuse me, but the wolf is mad. Woo! They got me. Ooh! I'm sorry, but this time, I'm hot. When I read this letter, this is not right.
No, it's
not. Mr. Cox, when he
bought, especially in God's eye.
Especially in God's eyes. You know, if I'm mad, you can imagine what God is like. He's up there in heaven, and he is steaming.
That is absolutely right. I agree with you 100%. And they don't take a second. They don't think twice about nothing.
All they're thinking about is the abomination.
And this bill definitely
brought some
people out. Thank you, caller. Stick with us for the show.
Definitely stick with us. Now, Mr. Cox, we want to hear what your opinions on this here law is.
Well, this bill is a violation against the Constitution right on freedom of religious.
Right there.
And number one, freedom of religious says 250 years. And I have a biblical verse I can mention. If people get ready, get the pen and paper ready, I'm going to give you the biblical verse from the King James Holy Bible. I'll give you a few minutes to get the pen and paper ready. And I'm going to say the verse. In my opinion about this bill, it's really disgusting. Very immoral. And the way they said in the paper, in the bill, you might as well walk around without a clothes. Is that true? Might as well go without a clothes.
They're pretty much saying that you could go where you want. A man could walk in a woman's shower room, and they cannot say anything to him because it's equal to race.
Yeah, they're not
available. Okay. Well, that's no privacy right at all.
Exactly.
There's everybody got their pen and paper ready, and I'm going to give you a biblical verse.
Go.
From the King James Version Holy Bible, Genesis chapter 1. A whole chapter will tell you right from the beginning, one man, one woman. And the next book is Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 5.
Y'all can eat.
Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 5.
We can do it another time.
And the next one is Leviticus. I can't pronounce the word correctly. I'm blind and hearing impaired, and I have a speech impairment. You bear with me.
Leviticus. Go ahead, Leviticus.
Chapter 18, verse 22. Leviticus, chapter 18, verse 22. Now go to the New Testament. Romans chapter 1, verse 18 through 32. Again.
Romans chapter 1,
verse 18 through 32. Next one is 1 Corinthians.
First Corinthians chapter seven, the whole chapter.
And the next one is
Matthew chapter six, verse twenty-four.
You can only serve either mammal or God, Jesus. You cannot
only
serve
God
two masters
or money. Can't serve two masters.
And this
Amen.
People going in a church, homosexual, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, trisexual, whatever they call themselves, they're going to worship both. You can't do that.
No, you can't.
Amen.
You cannot do that. And the way it's read, they keep bringing it up from freedom from religious, saying they got to something, have a power with separation church and state. Well, it seems like the state is telling us what to do. But we cannot tell them what to do.
Yeah, now they're trying to, what they're trying.
It's not a separation church and state. But they're telling
now
us.
Now they're.
You have to separate the church and state. That's ridiculous.
And now what they're trying to do, Jerry, what they're trying to do with this new bill, they're trying to tell you that the church has to be run by the state. They're saying the church has to be run by the state. There's no more longer separation at all. They're not separating it. They're trying to tell you that the church is run by the state and has to be run by the rules of the state, and you have to do certain things that they say, or else we're going to close you down.
And they've never been ratified.
Exactly.
Thomas Jefferson, if you want to brought that up, he just made a statement that's never been ratified. never went into a law on this separation of church and state. There is no power in it at all. But these Democrats is trying to tell us what to do. Well, I got news for them. I'm going to obey God, then, man.
Okay. Amen.
God, Jesus.
Amen to that.
I'm going to obey God, Jesus, rather than man and woman, or whatever they all want to call themselves. If they want to be transgender, they want to be a four-legged dog, well, I'll be a four-legged dog.
Amen. Wow, yeah. They want to be a four-legged dog, go for it. But don't tell me
if
how to
they
think.
Want, women want to be a cow, well, they got the two bump on the chest. They can stop milking it for the people drinking milk if they want to be a cow.
Ooh, go, Jerry, go.
You go, Jerry. You just go on.
Yeah, well, I'm getting hot, and I don't want to say too much. And they're going to try to put me in jail. Well, I'm ready. I'm ready to go to jail if they want me. They can come on my front door. Go ahead and take it.
You tell them what
I lose everything I got in my home, but I'd rather obey God, Jesus, than man or woman, dog or cow, whatever they want to call themselves.
That's right.
I don't have any more to say.
All right.
I agree with
but
you, Jerry.
Really
I'm all for the Lord.
I really got one more to say. I want people to stop making phone calls to the Democrat. Democrat issue, one, they need to be towed off.
Yeah.
Anybody going to say, making one call won't do any good? Well, that's because you didn't make any phone calls. I'm sorry, people who listen and watch the internet. You're not making any difference. I did. I tried to. I pray. I fast. I'm trying to do something with it. But what about the rest of people? The rest of the Christian people in the United States besides sitting on a behind? How about spending time on the knees and stop praying? And start using your finger and using a dial the phone, press the button, get hold of Democrats. I have a nickname for them, Demoncrat.
Demoncrats, okay. Amen. And
well, they got a slogan as jackass. And that's what they want to be. They want to transgender, be a jackass. Well, be a jackass. That's what they've been doing. I don't have any more to say. I'm going to hang up, and I'm getting tired. I'm tired of fighting, but I'm waiting for someone to come to my door, put a handcuff on me, and take me out. And I'm going to miss my baby, Stella. I've been with my guide dog for 5 years. I'm going to miss her. You know they can't have a dog going to prison with them.
Well, the fact is, the Bible tells us, the Bible does tell us this. The Bible says, if you're ashamed of me before men, he said he's going to be ashamed of you before his Father. So, the question we have tonight, about this law, are you going to be ashamed of him before men, or are you going to stand? Once again, to get a petition, go to the website, capital L, capital C, .org, dash H, capital R, the digit number 5. Get you a petition. Get it out there.
and let's see what we can do. Because this is some pretty heavy stuff.
That's ridiculous. I mean, they're basically trying to just take over, and I'm very angry. It doesn't make any sense. You got Mr. Cox thinking he's going to get arrested. You're not going to get arrested. So don't worry about that.
Well, the fact is,
he's pissed.
The fact is, hey, he's saying he's not afraid of them if they did. He's not worried about it. He wants to stand up even if they arrest him. And that's what people need to be. They need to be not afraid of whether they're going to get arrested or not. All right, Ghost Dot, who else we got on the line?
I don't know who that 1-800 number was.
That was him.
Oh, okay. He was using a different phone.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
Dot was
and
there.
And we just got six Sam and you.
Six who?
I got six eyes. I got you, and I got Jerry.
Okay.
That's it.
Just hanging out with us. That was the lady you talked to. And she's pissed. Tell her how angry you are.
Yes, I really am.
You just go on, darling.
Come on.
You just go on, honey.
You hear her talking?
I'm devastated. Yep. Very angry. There is no
Glad, what's your opinion, ma'am?
About the, what is?
The H5.
I gotta go to bathroom.
HR5.
HR5. She's very upset.
Well, she go ahead and voice her opinion. Let her have at it. We'll let her have the floor.
You guys want to curse? Go ahead.
Tell her it's rated R, so we're okay.
Well, I think they're waiting for you to say some cuss words. When the wolf gets mad, watch out.
Sometimes I can say some blessed words that ain't so blessed, and I'll tell you that. Because I know that the Lord, he has to forgive me, because I'll tell you right now, something like this gets under my dander a little bit.
And I make a stand for Jesus, too, and I'm afraid to be arrested neither, but I don't think either one of us are going to get arrested. But I'll tell you right now, I'm going to make a fight for Jesus, and I'm going to go with him.
All right. But we want her to have the floor here. Tell her she got the floor, Six.
Okay, she says she'll be right back.
All right. Well, Six, what do you think? Go ahead and voice yourself.
I think it's crazy that they're trying to force their narrative on us. You know, their beliefs. They're trying to force their beliefs on us, and we're out and about right now, so we're kind of live. So excuse the background, but they're trying to force their narrative on us. So it's kind of like, if you don't want to eat peas, you got to eat peas anyway. You know, so they're forcing their agenda down our throats. It's ridiculous.
And what's worse is, can you imagine someone calls on this program? They got a clear voice that they're definitely a male, and they talk like this, and they got a voice like this, and they say, I want you to call me Miss Jones. Excuse me, but if you got the parts of a man, you got the parts of a man, and you sound like a man, talking like, yeah, this, like this. Excuse me, you're not Miss Jones, you're Mr. Jones, chump.
Let me tell you a story that happened to me when I was, this was one of my first jobs I had. I was working at Baker's Shoes. And I was selling, ladies, I was selling shoes. And I had to sell shoes to this man that was dressed up in a dress with lipstick on, and he had a dress on. I had to sell him shoes. Listen, if I didn't sell him shoes, I was discriminating. And clearly, I tried to talk about him, and I said, you don't want these shoes. I do want the shoes. I said, okay. So I had to sell him the shoes.
Yeah, and now they're telling you what's worse is, can you imagine that man walking into your shop? And you can't call him a man. You got to call him a female. You got to say, yes, ma'am, how you doing? You can't say, yes, sir. You got to say, yes, ma'am, how you doing? Can I help you, ma'am?
Well, you hear how bad Felicia is. Felicia is pissed.
And she should be. Rightly so. Gerald Cox, now, when he starts saying jackass on the air, you know that man is hot under the collar, and he usually does not use that kind of language. Gerald Cox does not use that kind of language unless he is royally, royally, royally pissed.
Right. How angry are you?
And excuse my French, but I'm pissed too. And if you don't like that kind of language, folks, and hey, if you don't like that kind of language, David himself said he was going to kill anyone that pisses against the wall. So if you don't like that language, you better quit reading your Bible because it's in there. Amen.
Yes. Where is Italy at? She ain't said nothing tonight.
I think she's asleep.
We tried to call her before the broadcast. She said she'd call her, but if she didn't wake up, then she wouldn't be with us. She wanted to be, but she must have fell asleep because she had to take some pain medication. But she wanted to be with us because she wasn't too happy about this bill neither. So we're keeping her in prayer about her pain. So.
Well, I'm with you guys, and I'm pissed too.
Come on, Ruth, voice it. Let it fly.
I ain't putting up with none of this stuff because we have a free country and we got a right to speak our mind.
Come on. Then speak, Ruth.
Come on, women, get out there. Let's get talking. Because I tell you right now, I've been raised in a good Christian home, and that's the way I believe. I go with Jesus, and I'm not good. I don't care if they have to arrest me. I'm going with Jesus. And I'm not putting up with no guff.
Amen. I like that. And that's the way it should be. But how many want to be counted? Who wants to stand up and be counted? Once again, that website.
I'm already standing up.
Amen. But like I said,
Thank you, website again. Yes. You know, and it just doesn't make no sense, Mr. Cox. They're trying to force this on us. You know, how? That's not right.
Ken Wolfgang, may I say something? This is Jeff Cox speaking.
Go ahead.
People, I am total blind. I'm nearly deaf. I got 90% loss in both ears. And I have a speech impairment. And I have a guide dog. Listen carefully. Be in my shoes. Imagine. I'm wearing a hearing aid. It's not a foolproof. I have a hearing problem. I have to make people repeat two times before I can understand what they're trying to say to me. Now you can imagine how many other people like me in the United States, some of them a professional, their teacher, all professor in the college, all in it, blind school, deaf school, blind and nearly deaf or completely deaf is a teacher. Now you imagine this kind of bozo want to be a man instead of a woman, or a woman be the whatever. They're making me confused myself. Anyhow, this man who approached to me, and I said, "Yes, sir, what can I do for you?" He said, "Don't say yes to me. I'm a woman." I'll be telling them how I'm supposed to know. I'm blind, nearly deaf. I can't tell what you are. You may sound like a woman. You may sound like a man, or a boy, or girl boys. How many times have you met people man talks, had a almost a woman voice. And a woman talk had a man voice, like very deep. Even though the little boy, the little girl, want to be transgendered. I have problem in a Boy Scout because I was a Boy Scout in a troop committee for many years.
Uh-huh.
I've been in Boy Scouting for 41 years, and I had to quit because they're going to have girls coming in. I can't tell the difference. They're going to put me in a court in no time flat because I said a wrong word. He want to be called she, or she want to be called him. Big deal. That's going to put me in trouble no matter flat. How many other blind people are going to be in court? They're going to be overcrowded.
Yeah, ridiculous. I have to agree with that.
Is
you
it
right?
Ridiculous? People?
It is ridiculous.
Come on, people. Are you listening?
Yeah, it is ridiculous.
Are you going to do something or are you going to sit on the behind and make me like a fool?
You
got to
do something. It's ridiculous.
It's totally ridiculous and stupid at that because I've run into that problem myself. And these people aren't the people that have these other voices. I've run into them. A man that has a real high-pitched voice. And I've made just the mistake of calling him a man, a woman. And he goes, no, I'm a man. And I say, oh, I'm sorry, sir. Why? And it's just because the voice sounds higher, and this person ain't even trying to be a LGBT person or anything like that.
That happens a lot, though. We don't know
so
what we're talking
what
about.
What happens? So can you imagine, though, someone calling into a show just like this, and they clearly have the voice of a man, and they're trying to tell you, no, I want to be called a woman. Like I said, hey, I'm Mrs. Jones. Excuse me, but you sound
especially
like a man.
Beard.
Yeah, a man with a beard,
a beard
trying to say she's Mrs. Jones. Excuse me, get rid of the beard and get rid of, as Emily says, if you got a wang dang and you got a beard, you a man. Excuse me, if you got the parts of a man, if you got a pecker, then you a man. Excuse me, but you a man. If you were born with the parts of a man, you a man. If you were born with a twat and you got boobs, you're a woman.
Go ahead, Wolf.
Now don't give me no mess.
Go ahead, Wolf. Oh.
That's the way it is. I mean, when God made you a man, he made you a man. He made you a woman, he made you a woman. I'm sorry. It took a man and a woman to make a baby. Never once did I ever see two men make a baby or two women make a baby. It cannot be done scientifically. I don't care how much they try.
God ordained the first marriage of Adam and Eve, and that's what he means us to do, not to go off and be homosexual.
Excuse me, it wasn't Adam and Steve, and it wasn't Eve and Juliet. It was Adam and Eve. And that's the way it was, and it always will be. Now, they may not like that.
Remember the Ten Commandments? It said, honor the man, honor the father and mother. It did not say, honor the father and father.
Honor the mother and mother. Come on, Gerald. Come on, now we're talking. But they
you
want
to want to change that Ten Commandments. I'm sorry. Moses lost his temple once. He broke his tablet. He got
Can you
really
imagine
mad
Moses?
Because all this immoral sin is going on right now. Even back in those days, even doing it now. I'm mad
Moses
too,
is turning over in his grave. Moses is turning over in his
Moses
grave.
Moses had to go back. Yeah. Moses had to go back again and get a second tablet. If that's why we get a headache, we ask for the tablet. Get a 2 aspirin.
Yep.
Moses had to go back to get a second time for a 2 tablet.
Yeah, because he cast it at the bottom of the mount, yeah.
Right. But I like what Jerry said. The children of Israel were giving him a headache, so he had to get 2 more tablets.
That is so good, Jerry. You just go.
Come on. Well, think about it. He's turning over in his grave over this one because it said honor your father and your mother, not your mother and your mother or your father and your father. I have to greet that. Come on. Talk about Moses turning over in his grave. Gee. What the object here is, they just want to do away with the Bible.
These people, LGBT, they think they're so bad behind the Congress and Senate and the government standing behind them. But they're certainly not going on a caller right now voice their opinion. Hello, LGBT. Are you listening out there? Are you a coward back there? Or are you just standing up with the Nancy Pelosi or whatever her name is?
Okay.
I don't even know if she's a man or a woman.
Someone else wants to speak?
Hold on just a moment. Here you go.
Hold on, Gerald. Hold on, Jerry. We got someone else, another caller wants to speak.
You know, the majority of the people, do not respect the Bible. So, therefore, they're not going by the Bible. But at the beginning of the world, when God made man and woman and Adam and Eve, then that's the way it should be.
Amen.
A woman he made, and man and woman he made. And that's the way to the end of the earth it should be. But there is no respect for the Bible today.
Amen.
All of this happens because there is no respect for believers, majority, for the Bible. So they're not going by the Bible. But God created what he wanted in all of us, man and woman, not man and man, not woman and woman.
Amen.
But if you're not a believer in the Bible, you're not going to go by the Bible. If you don't believe in God, then you have your own God and do what you want to do. That's all I have to say.
And their own God is their own self. So God bless.
God bless you, ma'am.
Yeah, they should not be trying to force this on us. And if they do, I mean, what are you guys going to do if this becomes a law? What are you guys going to do?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Is there
going to be a lot
out
of
protest.
What are you guys going to do if this becomes law?
People, make a phone call to the Congress and Senate. Use the biblical verse I just mentioned on the list. Let them have it. Give them a guilt trip. And ask them if Do you read the Holy Bible? Look it up. Get them a change of mind, change of heart. Somewhere along the line, they will convert to Christian. They're going to find out they made a big mistake to have this HR5 to be passed.
Uh-huh.
They're going to suffer. They're going to be accountable and responsible for all the damage in the United States.
Right.
They are the one.
I agree.
Honey, if this become law, I bet you'd have figured out a way to get to Washington. You start preaching, you wouldn't care who heard you.
Anyone want to send me out there to preach? I'd love to do it.
So if we send you out there, you'll definitely go?
Hey, ask my grandmother what, if she was still alive, what happened when God called me to come up here and give her the gospel. God called me. I didn't have the money, and all I did is went to a church. And this is a real testimony, honest to God testimony. I went to this church. And I preached the message, and I told them about the burden that was on my heart to come up to Ashtabula. And I was in Georgia, and I told them about the burden. I said, and if God would had a way to get me a bus ticket, I'd be on the first bus out of Georgia. I wouldn't even take time to pack. They gave me a bus ticket. They got me a bus ticket, and I was on the first bus. The only thing I had in my hand was a suit that was on my back and a Bible in my hand. That's the only thing I had on me. I didn't even have to worry about baggage or getting a baggage claim check or nothing. All I needed was I had my ticket, and I had my Bible, and I had me in my suit that I was wearing. That was it. And I rode all the way up back to Ashtabula. I came and I walked in, talked to my grandmother. That was the first thing I did. And you know what? That lady come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as her Savior. So, hey, don't tempt me. Hey, there was a city council, a city manager right here in Ashtabula. He was behind a pornography shop here in Ashtabula. And I threatened to preach out front of his office right here in Ashtabula. Hey, I'm not afraid. The wolf don't play.
Oh, yeah, we fought the scripture signs that we had, too. They wanted to take them down, and, boy, we just went after them, didn't we, Kenny? We actually got an attorney.
Yeah, we fought them. And, hey, they say, don't fight City Hall, you never win. Excuse me, you can fight City Hall, and you can win if you pray hard enough, seek God's face, and make sure that you've turned away from your own wicked ways. Hey, he will do what he told you he will do, and he will stand up for you, and God will help you win. The Bible says very clearly, if my people, he didn't say the Congress, the Senate, or whatever, he said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their, his people, their wicked ways. Hey, turn off the soaps. The less soaps you watch, the more you get, that gives you more time to go out there and win people, more time to read your Bible, etc. Turn from your wicked ways. Then, there's the condition, then will I hear from heaven. Hey, you want to get over this HR5? You want to win this thing? If my people, if we get off our blessed assurance, get off our settled off our lees, hey, right here, I'm giving it to you again. The website, capital L, capital C, .org, dash, capital H, capital R, the digit number 5. Go there. Get you a petition. Get off your blessed lees and do something for God. It takes only 2 letters for God, G-O. It takes 3 letters for Satan, S-A-T. You could either set on your blessed laurels, or you could go for God and you could get this thing won. You could do something right now, dear Christian. You could do something, dear person. You could stand up for God, and you could stand up for his word. You could stand up for what you know to be right, or you could sit back and then you could complain when this law ends up passed, and then you can complain about your rights being violated. Well, if you don't stand up and speak, You have no one to complain about, and if you didn't voice your opinion and stand up and voice it and get a petition out there and didn't voice your vote, it's like people that want to voice their vote after the polls are already shut down, and then they said, well, I didn't vote. Excuse me, you ain't got no reason to gripe about what happened on the ballot and who's in the office when you didn't vote. Excuse me, from the day I was 18 until today, I have not missed one primary election, not one major election, and I'm totally blind. And if I can get out there and vote, you can too. So quit your sitting on your laurels. Get out there and voice your voice. You have that right in this country. And this is the time to start voicing it. And if you ain't going to voice your voice, but you're going to say something on a program like this, but then you won't go out there and do your part, then you ain't got no reason to talk. Close the
Shame
hole
on
in your
them.
Face if you're not going to do your part.
Shame on them.
Yes, shame on them. If they're not going to do their part, close the hole in your face and shame on you. That's the way it is. The
Shame on your
play.
Cushion not doing anything about it.
Don't look at me.
You don't like
that's
me saying that, cushion people? Well, tell me. Tell me on the radio right now. Did I say the wrong thing to you, cushion people, for saying it to you? Shame on you for not standing up and vote? Shame on you. I got nothing to be ashamed of. I believe in Jesus. He is my almighty God. I had Jehovah's Witness came to my door 2 days ago telling me Jesus is not God. Jehovah is God. Yeah. Telling me Jesus is not God. Shame on them. What? Your phone should be ringing off a hook by now.
They
for
should
what
be.
I said to them.
But unfortunately, they ain't got the guts. But slowly here, we're getting ready to wrap up. We're getting ready to wrap up because our time is fast approaching to say goodbye. But Gerald, we want you to have a few comments here. We're going to let you have a last few words, and then we're going to have our other callers have a last few words. So, Gerald, what last few words would you like to state tonight?
Well, I'm glad I'm a Christian. I'm glad I believe in God Jesus. I use the word God Jesus because there was one pastor from California saw the sign inside the church in different location. All of a sudden he woke up. He see the sign say God love. But they left out Jesus. Because there are a lot of other religious, Hindu, Buddhist, Islam, Muslim, use the other name. They use the word Almighty God, kept repeating, but not Jesus.
Amen.
I believe in Jesus. So right now I'm going to say, God Jesus, have mercy on you people. May God give you spiritual strength. He is my Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. He is three Trinity in one.
That's how you do it.
I believe in him. People, turn to God, Jesus. Please, before you go to bed. Ask God, Jesus, for forgiveness for your sin before you go to bed. Good night, everybody. I'm signing off.
All right. And Six, do you have any last parting comments as we get ready to wrap up here tonight? Six, do you have any final parting comments?
Yes. I definitely want to thank Mr. Cox for calling in. And definitely do not be fed this letter. Do not eat this letter. You do not have to conform to that letter. Good night. God bless. Jesus
Amen.
First. Jesus.
Amen. And our lady caller there, would she like to have a few parting words?
She says she's done. God bless.
All right. And the wolf has these parting words for you tonight. If you ain't going to do your part, then close the hole in your face. If you're not going to stand up and speak your mind and voice your vote, then close
right.
the hole in your face.
Right.
That's what you have to say.
Correct.
So
correct.
That's my parting words here tonight. So from Big Dot, here on the Jumbo Braille program, we say God bless, good night, and we'll see you this coming Saturday for the Talk with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang program, the College on the Air, where you get fed scripture in depth on a specific topic. God bless and good night.